Tisrei, we have the Parshas HaMoados. You have three times in the Chumash. You have Parshas Emor and Parshas Pinchos and Parshas Re'ei. So Parshas Re'ei, the Torah says we should eat Korban Pesach. Zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Avakecha. The Mantiska is Hemtzeischa Me'eretz Yisrael Kol Yimei Chayecha. We should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim for all of our lives. So the Torah Shebal Peh has an additional level of interpretation on the pasuk of the Mantizkor, that the pshut of Shalom Bikim means that we should eat Korban Pesach, we should remember the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim and all of the Ikori Amunah that were demonstrated on the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Torah Shebal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. The Mantizkor means Leman Tazkir, we should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim Kaimei Chayecha. So that's the third parsha in Kriya Shema. The first two parshas we say every day b'shach b'chav k'mecho, because it says v'dibarta bam shach b'chav k'mecho. The third parsha, al pi pashto, says really has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. The question why the Chachamim put it next to the first two parshas. Third parsha is for the purpose of the last pasuk, not so much for the purpose of the tzitzis. Because the Torah says aman tiska etzem tzeska k'mecho yecho, we should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day. And the Tanoim have a machlokes. The word kol always comes to be marbe. So the Tanoim have a machlokes. What exactly is a marbe? Is it marbe kol yimei chayecha, yimei hayamim, kol yimei chayecha halilos? That's what we hold, that we say the third parsha both by Shachris and by Ma'ariv. Or do you say no? Yimei chayecha hayamim. And by Ma'ariv there's no need to say the third parsha. And the word kol is marbe lohavi lemois ha-mashiach. And even after Mashiach comes, this mitzvah will still apply. So we don't paskan like that. We paskan that this is only a Hiro Hashoah for a few thousand years. Hiro Hashoah is not only for a day or two, be for a few thousand years. And after Mashiach comes, we'll still have the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night, the Higara Televincha, the mitzvah of Haggadah. But this daily mitzvah of Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim, to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim is only up until Yimos HaMashiach. And Bo'el HaMazeh, it applies both by Yom and by Laila. That's how we pass. So the Mefarshim and the Haggadah are bothered with Akasha. What motivated the Tanoim, the Darshan, that is a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim by Yom or by Laila? So it's an overlap. It's the exact same thing as on Pesach night. Pesach night is a mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Manish Tan on Pesach night for more year long. So the difference will be Limos HaMashiach. The Limos HaMashiach, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, every day, every night, will no longer apply, but the mitzvah of Sipi Mitzrayim will apply. So, but it's strange, it's the exact same mitzvah. So that's what the Mefarshim and Haggadah thought, that it must be that there are some major differences between the two. It's not a repeat of the same mitzvah. So they quote the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that he thought that there are at least, there are more, but there are at least three major differences between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim. I have in other places also. The Chachamim understand the word zachor, the verb zachor, that it doesn't mean to remember, but rather means to mention, laha zikir. By Kiddush it says zachor yam shabbos lakachoy, and the Gemara says zachor means zachrehu alayayin, laha zikir, to mention kedushas hayom, that it's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush. He would have asked me, I would have said that that's a drasha of the Torah Shebal Peh. That's an additional level of interpretation on the pasuk. The pshutu shel mikra just means remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. And the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs writes not so. The Rambam writes, he only lists in the Sefer HaMitzvahs the mitzvahs that are lefi pshutu shel mikra, based on Torah Shebichsav. He's not including any drashas of Torah Shebal Peh. But Kiddush he does include, and he says, because the Gemara says Aloshin in Brachas Daf Chaf Nashim Chayovis the Kiddush Hayom Devar Torah, the women are mechuyim ben Torah in Kiddush, because the hekesh between Zachar and Shomer, because sheyesh to Meshomer yesh to Mezachar, and Shomer is alav, even though it's Zman Grama, but Aloy says Shaz Zman Grama, women are mechuyim. So even though Kiddush should have been a mitzvah sasei Shaz Zman Grama, women should have been potter, because Zachar and Shomer b'dibur Echad Nemar, that's like a hekesh. Hekesh means that you have two dinim written in the same pasuk. You assume there's a connection. Here you have two dinim that were nemar b'dibur echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed both mamish b'dishim achas, ma she'ena pe yichol le'dabur v'lo ha'osin yichol le'dishmoya. So that's even stronger than a Hekesh. Hekesh is when the Ribbono Shel Olam dictated the Pasuk to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said two dinim one after the other in one Pasuk. Here he said two dinim simultaneously, so that's like a Hekesh. So the Rambam understood that the Lashon HaGemara, Noshim Chayav is Bikirush Hayom, Dvar Torah, says the word Dvar Torah has the connotation of Shutu Shel Mikro, Torah Shebichsav. Now I'm not sure exactly how the Rambam knew that that's, I would have said it means Min HaTorah as opposed to Min HaRabbanan. That women are not only Mechuyev and Kiddush Min HaRabbanan, Mechuyev and Kiddush Min HaTorah. But the Rambam did not understand that. The Rambam understood in the Sefer Mitzvah, the phrase Dvar Torah has the connotation of Torah Shebichsav. So he says over there, it's not that that's an additional level of interpretation on the Pasuk in the Aseres Hadibras, Zohar Shem Shabbos Lekatsha Lahaskir, Rambam says that that's the Pshutu Shel Mikra, mention the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos to sanctify it. By your mentioning it, you'll be Mekadosh the Shabbos. By all Karbonis, you have to be Magdish the Karbon, you need Kedusha Spek, except for Bechora Maiseh that are Kodesh Me'elov. When you count 1 to 10, it's Asiri Me'elov who Kodesh. You don't have to say Harez Kodesh B'Kedushas Maisa Behemah. By Pchor is a mitzvah lagnishi. Even though it's Kodesh Meirechem when it's born, so there's a, the Gemara quotes the Tana Rebbe, we follow Rebbe's opinion that it's a mitzvah lagnishi. You should superimpose Kedusha Speh on top of the Kedusha Abba Meileh. So here by Kiddush Kedusha Sayyim of Shabbos, the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, by Baruch Elokeinu Hashem HaShvi, by Kaddishos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh Kaddish, Shabbos. And even if we won't recite Kiddush, Shabbos would be Kviya Bekaima. Allah Kedushas Hayem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadosh the Kedushas Hayem of Shabbos, but it's like a Bechor is a mitzvah laHakdisha, we should superimpose Kedushas Peh on top of the Kedusha Meirechem. So the same is true by Kiddush on Shabbos. So that's how the Rambam read the Pasuk. Zochas Yom Shabbos, Lit Kacho, mentioned the Kedushas Hayem, to add Kedusha to Shabbos, superimpose Kedusha Speh on top of the Kedusha that it has Min HaShamayim. You have such a similar pasuk in the Megillah Esther. Megillah Esther lists off all the various mitzvahs Hayoyim HaPurim. It says, Asa Asa Mishte V'Simcha Shlach Manis Yishlerei Matanis L'Avyoinim. You have Simcha, you have Suda, you have Shalach Manis, Matanis L'Avyoinim, but it never mentions a word about Mikra Megillah. We assume Mikra Megillah was there from day number one. It wasn't a later institution in the days of the Tanoim. So where's the Mikra Megillah? The Gemara says on the first daf of Maseches Megillah, commenting on the Pasuk HaYamim Ve'ele Nizkarim V'Na'asim. These 2 days of Yudalit and Tezvav Adar Purim and Shushan Purim, Nizkarim. So Nizkarim means that they are remembered. V'Na'asim are observed. So the Gemara says no, Nizkarim means that they are spoken about. Spoken of, that word Nizkarim is a reference to the Mikra Megillah. We have a mitzvah to recite the Megillah. So that's how the Tanoim darshan over here. L'man tizikar. We should eat the Karban Pesach in order to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. But as an additional level of interpretation, we say l'man tasker. We should mention, we should speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha bayom ubalayim. Every night of the year we say the third parsha in Shema because of the concluding pasuk. Anir Shem Elokech Moshe Otzeis Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. But on Pesach night there's an additional mitzvah that's something bigger and better that's called Haggadah. Sipitz is like, what is bigger and what's different? So they quote Neim Rav Chaim, there are at least three major differences. One major difference is that Sipitz Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim on Pesach night should be L'Sapel L'Acherim. He should tell someone else. When you daven, you talk to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you say Kriya Shema, you're not talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're talking to yourself. You're talking to yourself. When you say, when you recite the third parsha of Shema, for the purpose of fulfilling this mitzvah of Zman Tizkor, of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the person is talking to himself. There isn't even a Hidda L'Chatchila to turn to the neighbor in Shul and to tell him, Ani Hashem Elokeinu Moshe Otzeis Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. You recite the parsha. But on Pesach night, the mitzvah of Sipi Tzeis Mitzrayim L'chatchila, the mitzvah B'Shleimusa, is to tell to others. That's how the Pasuk presents it. Kisholchach Bincha Mochaleimar, Ma'avarizos Lachem. When your children will ask you, so then you'll answer. So L'chatchila, the mitzvah B'Shleimusa, is to tell others. If the person doesn't have children, say Ishto Shalosai. If he does not ishtod, the person makes his seder all by himself, which is very rare, so then shorles atzma, you should ask himself, but that's really a mitzvah shelo bishlei musa. The mitzvah bishlei musa is to tell over to someone else, other than himself.
Wouldn't lahaskir be to tell others?
Would lahaskir be?
To tell others?
No, just to mention. Lahazakir means to mention the fact. Like when we recite Kiddush. When we recite Kiddush, we're just declaring that today is a holy day.
Meaning, and Zohar without Lahazakir would just be to think in my head?
Yep. Zohar Balev, yeah. And Lahazakir means B'teh.
And then how come you say Shema Yisrael? It sounds like we're addressing everybody.
Shema Yisrael is a quotation that the Bnei Yaakov told the father. Shema Yisrael, they told the father, Shema Kenu, Shema Kod. Doesn't mean we're not talking to anybody. We're reciting what the Bnei Yaakov said.
Is there a hint to have more people at your Seder? Because the more you have, the more Seder you have?
I don't know about that. Interesting question. Could be. I don't know. So one difference is that the Lachatchila mitzvah to tell others. Another difference, it says, now God is Kol Marbel Asapar Reza Meshubach. Every day, there's no mitzvah to tell the story of Arichas. Just say the concluding pasuk, Anir Sham Lakech Meshav Tzeh Eschem, Eretz Mitzrayim. Yerushalmi quotes a Tosefta that every day there's a Hidur to mention Makas Becharis and Kriyas Yamsuf, which we do. In Emes V'yatzav, Emes V'amunah, we mention Kriyas Yamsuf and Makas Becharis. I don't know if that's there. Right? So the Pashto says that's only with the Rabbanah. But on Pesach night, it's like a kalamar b'lasaper, is a meshubach. It's a major difference between Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim as opposed to Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then the third difference is, really the identical part of the first difference is, that the mitzvah should be fulfilled, mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim on Pesach night, should be fulfilled by explaining, answering questions regarding the mitzvah salayim. Rachatchila should be the Safel Acher, and the Acherim should ask questions regarding mitzvah salayla, like the Chumash has twice, Mo Havoides Os Lachem, or Mo Havoides Vachuk HaMishpot HaMashar Tziv HaShem Lakeinu Eschem. So the children ask questions regarding the mitzvah salayla, and you tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim by way of answering what the questions are all about. This is what the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk. Bavazel asa Hashem li b'tzeis mitzrayim. Bavazel ayamarte lebeshoa sheish matzamor menachm lefanechem. You quote that brisa in the Haggadah that you're only in fulfillment of the mitzvah of sipik tzeis mitzrayim if you have the mitzvah salayla in front of you, and you're explaining what the mitzvah salayla are all about. So really, it's important to have someone ask questions regarding mitzvah salayla, and this enables us to fulfill the mitzvah of sipik tzeis mitzrayim by answering what the mitzvah salayla are all about. So the Mishnah has that the text of the Haggadah, the Rambam has two Haggadahs. He has a Haggadah b'zman habayis and a Haggadah b'zman hazeh. Things change. So the Rambam writes the Haggadah b'zman habayis, he quotes from the Mishnah, that the first question was, Tzli. V'chol alayla zarach l'mbasa tzli sholok ha-mavushol alayla zeh kula tzli. How come on Pesach night we eat carbon Pesach? That's the question of Tzli. B'zman hazeh, we don't have any carbon Pesach, so we don't ask that question. We ask B'chol Alayla Sanachim Muhammad Samat Alayla Zem Matzah. That's a mitzvah alayla. B'chol Alayla Sanachim Shai Rokas Alayla Zem Morer. That's the question of Morer. Then we ask another, these are the mitzvahs in the Chumash. Then you have the mitzvahs from the Rabbanan. Alayla Zem Kolono Misu Bin. That's a mitzvah of Haseba. Before Shimon HaGod ask, if you're asking questions regarding all the mitzvahs alayla, in order to set up for the answer, that the CP Tzeis and Zayim should explain the answer to all the questions. How come we don't ask a question about Arba Kaisis? That's also one of the mitzvahs alayim. So Rav Soloveitchik was fond of explaining, based on the Rambam that we mentioned yesterday, that midirabbanan, there's a mitzvah, b'chol davadar chayvonim laharas esatz mekilu huyatz menzayim. You have to demonstrate that you're a ben chorin. And the two parts of the mitzvah of laharas are hesebe and Arba Kaisis. So once you asked about the hesebe, because it's the other half of that same mitzvah. It's one and the same mitzvah in the Rabbanan, the Haris HaSatzman, to demonstrate that we have been Echar. So three of the questions we know. One question is Matzah, one question is the Bizman HaMikdash, the main question was Korban Pesach. We don't have any Korban Pesach today, so we ask a question on Matzah, question on Morer, question on Mesubin, that's been the Rabbanan, that includes Arba Kaisis. And the fourth question about the mitzvah Laila is Matbilin. What is Matbilin? What mitzvah is that? So Rav Soloveitchik had two suggestions. One suggestion was the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim quotes a machlokes Tanaim regarding the nature of charoses. So the shitas chachamim in the Mishnah's afal pi shein charoses mitzvah. Charoses is not a mitzvah. It's only for health purposes. It's recommended. It's required. You should dip the mar into the charoses. Then you have shake off the charoses. You don't need it with the charoses. For medical purposes, what's the health purposes? Rashi and Tosfos Lo Mishum Kippa Kuf Yud Pei Aleph. There may be a live worm in your romaine lettuce, and these worms are sometimes kosher. If it's not kosher, you got to get rid of it. If it's kosher, you can eat it, but it's unhealthy to swallow a live worm that'll be crawling around in your kishkes. So you should dip the mar into charoses to kill the worm, so it won't cause any stomach trouble. You won't be eating a live worm. So the shitas chachamim in the Mishnah is that charoses is not a mitzvah; it's only needed for medical purposes. And the Rav Lezer Rav Sarik in the Mishnah disagrees, says that charoses is a mitzvah; it's not a mitzvah in the Torah. It's not mentioned. The Chumash is a mitzvah in the Rabbanon. What kind of a mitzvah in the Rabbanon? So the Gemara assumes that it's a zechet to something. What is it a zechet to? So the three different opinions: two opinions in the Bavli, and Tosfos quotes one opinion from the Yerushalmi. One opinion in the Bavli is that it's a zecher letit. Our ancestors used to use cement in order to build whatever, or in miskanas lefaras, pisam as Ramses. So we want to reminisce, we want to remember about that cement. So we make charoses very thick, like the consistency of cement. Then the Gemara has another suggestion, another opinion in the Gemara, that it's zecher letapuach. The pasuk in Shir Hashem says, "Tachas atapuach haraticha." Tapuach in Tanakh doesn't mean an apple. In modern Hebrew, tapuach means an apple. Tosfos in the end of Tainus points out tapuach in biblical Hebrew really refers to some kind of a citrus fruit. Tosfos says esrog. Okay, esrog is some kind of citrus fruit. So the Gemara, it's muchach also in Arvei Pesachim. The Gemara says, commenting, "Tachas atapuach haraticha," under the citrus fruits, Hakadosh Baruch Hu redeemed the Bnei Yisrael, whatever that is referring to, different interpretations. So we want to have a zecher letapuach. So the Gemara says, make sure that you squeeze some of the juice from the tapuach into the haroses, so you'll flavor the acidic flavor of the tapuach. Apples don't have any acidic flavors. The Gemara is obviously talking about oranges. You should squeeze oranges or lemons or something into the haroses to give it that sharp flavor, zecher letapuach. Then Yerushalmi says zecher ledam, that the para had spilled so much Jewish blood, so you want to reminisce about the fact so much Jewish blood was spilled, so you have zecher ledam, you should use red wine. So in Shulchan Aruch they say, the Gemara recommends you should see to it that you do both. Make sure that you squeeze in a little orange juice, that it should have that flavor, and make sure that it should be thick like a paste, so it should be reminiscent of the cement. In the Shulchan Aruch they say when Pesach falls out on a weekday and you have the charoses, so it's a thick paste, so then just about the time you're about to dip in the mar into the charoses, then you should pour in an extra amount of red wine, and that'll look like zecher ledam, and then you dip in the mar into the charoses. Shulchan Aruch says that on Yontev there's a heter rachel nefesh milisha bielach, so you're permitted to do lisha, to pour in a liquid to hold together tiny little particles, solid particles, like flour. Lisha, you pour in water into flour, you make a paste, you make a dough. So on Yontif, there's a heter rechel nefesh, you're permitted to pour in extra wine into the charoses, even though you're doing lisha. But on Yontif Shchadiyas B'Shabbos, this year, the first night Pesach for Shabbos, one is not permitted to do lisha. So they said in Shulchan Aruch, you should be careful, don't pour in the wine right before you're about to dip in the mor, pour in the wine on Erev Yontif, on Erev Shabbos, they won't violate Lisha on Shabbos. So these are the three reasons why charoses is a mitzvah.
Just
the
pouring in the problem, even if you don't mix it?
Probably, if you pour in a little bit, it's probably going to get absorbed, it's going to hold it together more. Even usually you do stir, but even if you don't stir. So in Shulchan Aruch they recommend you should pour in a lot of wine, the extra wine, before Yom Tov begins, before Shabbos begins.
Just to clarify the second mandama that says it was Zecher l'Tapuach, that they had a lot of children at once, or?
Tachas HaTapuach HaRaticha maybe means that the women made love to the husband, Tachas HaTapuach. That's what the Medrash says, they would hold the mirror and show the husbands how good looking they are, and they should be together. The husbands were so depressed, they didn't want to have any children, they didn't want to have any relations. So that's one interpretation. Tachas HaTapuach HaRaticha, the wives would make love to the husbands under the Tapuach.
As a mother, isn't it during the daytime and light?
This time they would show them in the daytime and they would be together at nighttime. Okay, but you start making love when it's light.
So because the Yerushalmi is using Zecher Adam, does that mean it should be red?
Right, the wine should be red. Right.
The wine.
Unless you live in a neighborhood where there may be an Alilas Adam, then they recommend you shouldn't have any red wine. Don't look for trouble.
So uh-huh. There's three conditions then we should try and have in your charoset. It should be red, it should be very thick, it should be citrus.
Should have a flavor of a citrus fruit. Awesome. Then Tosis quotes in the Gaon him a whole recipe which fruits should be ground up into the charoset. So the Gaon him have a tradition, all of the fruits that are mentioned in Shir HaShirim that the Jewish people are compared to. Tosis an kuf tezainim an aleph, dimra maschel tzorch l'smuche. The Gemara says it should be thick. Should have a tangy flavor like a citrus fruit. Then Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi Zecher Adam, and they quote the Tshuvas HaGaonim, he should include all the pears that are mentioned in Shir HaShirim that the Jewish people are compared to. So that's Gefeloch HaRima Rakosech, if you have pomegranates, Ateino Chanta Pageha, Ela B'Somer, Egos, Alginas Egos Yerati, Shkedim, Amids, Hashem Shishok HaVish Bocha Alakets. So that's quite a recipe. Because the Shulchan Aruch, they quote all of this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Shkedim and Tamar. Amarti Ela B'Somer. Right. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Gaon.
What about grapes?
I don't know.
In Shir HaShirim, don't they say that? Like, Ashkim and the Krum in Yeran, Parchal, Gafim, Kavim,
Kavim, I don't know. Good question. Taisa doesn't mention. I don't know why.
So, what we mentioned earlier, we were talking about the differences between Sipur and Hira. Seemingly on Pesach night, the person tells us the story, he's also going to Hira automatically?
Yeah, sure. But he read he was Yetzir Zechira by Myrib when he davened, when he said the third parsha in Shema. But on Pesach night, in addition to Zechir, there's a mitzvah of Sipur, so you have to tell Barichas with all the other details. So one suggestion is that when we say Matbilim, which mitzvah are we referring to when we say Matbilim? Could be referring to this mitzvah midrabbanon of Charoses. Yeah. Exactly what is the mitzvah of Charoses midrabbanon, if one should assume like that? The Rambam in the Mishneh Torah paskens like Rabbi Elazar of Tzadok, like this Tana, the Charoses is a mitzvah. And he says, no bracha is recited. In the Mishnah, in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam writes that he thinks the din is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, the Charoses is not a mitzvah. The Haraya, that in the Haggadah, there's no bracha over Charoses. If it would have been a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, we would have recited a bracha, Asher Kedishonah b'mitzvah, Yisav v'tzivonu, al achilas Charoses. So the fact that there's no bracha is an indication that it's only for medical purposes. It doesn't constitute a mitzvah even with the Rabban. It's interesting that the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis understood that according to the Tana, according to the view of the Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, Charoses is a mitzvah, means that it's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of Charoses. We usually assume the mitzvah is to dip the mar into the Charoses and to shake it off. That's all just to do the matbilim. So the Rambam, the way we have the Pirush HaMishnayis and Rambam, he writes, if the din would have been like Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadok, he would have said a broch al achilas charoses. The Ramon, his commentary on the bottom of the tour, also quotes Rishonim who say like that. It says, the first Tosfos in Perek Arvei Pesachim quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that you're not allowed to eat matzah erev Pesach. It never says in the Bavli, but it says in the Yerushalmi like that. So that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramon quotes in his commentary on the tour in the Darkei Moshe, that some Rishonim say, likewise, you shouldn't eat any of the fruits that you plan to eat. In the Charoses, you shouldn't have any of those fruits on Erev Pesach. So the Rambam wonders who eats charoses. We dip them more into charoses and we shake it off. We don't eat charoses. So obviously there were Rishonim who thought that there's a mitzvah to eat charoses. They understood, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, charoses mitzvah means not only a mitzvah to dip it in, it's a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of charoses. In fact, that was the old girsa in the Mordechai on page 76, the very last page in the Mordechai on Psochim. He quotes a kasha from the earlier Bali HaTosfos. Hillel used to make a kricha. He used to eat Pesach matzah more altogether. So he's bothered with the kasha. The base ablia, the throat is not so wide that you can swallow so much at one time. How is it humanly possible? How is it physically possible to eat kazayis matzah, kazayis maror, and kazayis charoses bevasachas? He talks about kazayis matzah, kazayis maror, and kazayis charoses bevasachas. So he answers, the kasha is that the Beis Abliya, the Gemara says in Krisis, Beis Abliya is only machzik kibetzim, maximum. So two kazaisim, there's a machlekes, a rishonim. How big is the kazais? Is the kazais a shlish beitzo or a chatzi beitzo? If a kazais is a chatzi beitzo, so if you're eating three kazaisim, so it's a beitzo machzo, so the Beis Abliya can't swallow so much. How is it possible they should swallow everything with vasachas? So the Mordechai quotes the answer from the Bali HaTosfos: if you have a hard-boiled egg, that's one chunk, then that bekoshi you'd be able to swallow. All hard-boiled eggs are large. If you would have had a medium-sized egg, you would have been able to swallow that egg. But bliya achas, but if it would be bigger than that, you would choke. But if it's chewed up, if you chewed up the matzah and the mar and the charoses, then you can swallow a beitza machzah also. Then you can even swallow more, because it's not one chunk. That's his answer. But the way he presents the kasha, how can he eat, how can he swallow three kazaisim, kazais matzah, kazais mar, kazais charoises? Sounds like he holds you have to have a kazais charoises. Unless he says it's a misprint, and not all the standard editions of the Mordechai that have word charoises in parentheses, then they replaced it with the word Pesach. How can he eat kazais Pesach, kazais matzah, kazais mar, bibliachas? That's what Hillel did. He doesn't say that he had a kazayis charoses. So the Pashta says that's probably a misprint. These haggoyos that are in brackets, says in the first page of the Mordechai, that these were written down by the Talmidim of the Ramah. Years ago, they used to give a shir in Mordechai. Instead of learning Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have any Shulchan Aruch, so they used to give a shir in the Rosh, they used to give a shir in the Mordechai. Mordechai is a contemporary of the Rosh. So the Ramah used to give a shir in the Mordechai, and then he would be magia, as he would be commenting. He would make haggoyos. So this is assumed to be a haggoyah from the Ramah. But apparently there is such a shita that charoses mitzvah means a mitzvah to eat a kazayis charoses. So getting back again, it could be the manashtana is supposed to be questions regarding the mitzvah salayla. So this man on Migdash, the main question was about Korban Pesach. Man is that is no Korban Pesach, so we ask about matzah and morer and haseba, including haseba is arbekaisis, and then we ask about matbilin. There probably is a reference to charoses on the assumption that charoses mitzvah.
Why isn't morer included in Pesach? It's just a share of the
Pesach. That is a question. The Gemara says that morer bisman is as the rabbanon. That the mitzvah morah is only deraisa bizman amigdash. That's a big machlokes. The Rambam and Tosfos, what does that mean? So the Rambam, he's over the Rambam. The Rambam writes both in the Sefer HaMitzvos as well as in the Mishnah Torah. He gives a whole paragraph explaining this. That morah never existed as a mitzvah bifnei atzma. And bizman amigdash, that morah was deraisa, is only b'torah, as the Gemara has an expression on daf ayin, hechshere de pischa. That's the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach bishle musa. If you lead a Korban Pesach without matzah, without maror, so you'll be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, shalom bishlei musa. If you eat the Korban Pesach, hamatzah, samarim, yochlu hu, you eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with matzah maror, this will be mashlim, the mitzvah of achilas Korban Pesach. So the Rambam writes that bizman hazeh, there's no Korban Pesach, so there's no mitzvah min haTorah of maror at all. Maror only exists as a hechshere de pischum. And today the Gemara says only Zechel Amar. The real Din Deraisa is only in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. That's Shita Sarambam. Yeah. The Balei HaTosafot disagree. The Balei HaTosafot held, no. Maror is only Noeg Bizman HaMikdash, but Bizman HaMikdash, even the people who are not Oyel HaRegel, even the people who didn't eat Korban Pesach, also had an obligation to eat Maror Min HaTorah. Maror always existed as an independent mitzvah Min HaTorah, but it's only Bizman HaMikdash. Shelo Bizman HaMikdash, it's only introduced Min HaRabbam. So that's a major machlekes the Rambam in the Tosafot. What do you mean that Maror Bizman HaTorah is only Rabbanu? So good, you're asking a good question. According to the Rambam, why should you mention Maror? It's not really an independent mitzvah. I don't know. It's a very good question. Yeah, the question is if one should assume, not like Rav Lezer, Rav Sadek, one should assume the charoses is not a mitzvah. You only dip the Maror into the charoses for medical, for health purposes. So what mitzvah are we referring to when we talk about Madbilin? What is the mitzvah of Madbilin that we're talking about? So Rasul said maybe it's referring to karpas. Well, what's the mitzvah of eating karpas? Karpas is just mishum hakeri l'tinoikas, to get the children to ask a lot of questions. What could possibly be the mitzvah of the rabbanon of karpas? So in all the standard editions of the Rambam, it says that you eat a kazayis of karpas. In all the standard editions, when it says you eat maror, it doesn't say that you eat a kazayis of maror. So there's something fishy over here. How come he didn't mention that Yidah Kazayis? So the Hagos Maimoni, printed on the bottom of the page, and the Rambam writes that he thinks that this is a scribal error, a Torah Sefer, that the line that says Yidah Kazayis, that appears next to Karpas, really belongs later, next to Maror. Karpas doesn't need a Kazayis. But the Maror needs a Kazayis. There is no mitzvah sachila on the Karpas. But it could be that the Rambam holds that the reason why the motivation to introduce karpas is b'shem hakeri l'tinoikas, to keep the children's interest. But once they introduce the mitzvah to eat karpas, there's taka mitzvah to eat kazayis karpas, doing the simple reading of the Rambam. Why don't we say a bracha al achilas karpas? We don't. Yeah, that's a good question. If it's really a mitzvah mid rabbanon, why shouldn't we say a bracha? That's a good question. Not everything that's a mitzvah do we say a bracha. See, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis wrote that obviously we have not accepted Rav Lezer ben Rav Tzadok's opinion, the charoses mitzvah, or we would have recited a bracha al achilas charoses. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam writes charoses is a mitzvah, and you still don't say a bracha. So why is that? How come if it's a mitzvah, how come you don't say a bracha? So the Tur says that there's a principle of Iker and Tofel. Iker and Tofel is in brachas and mishnayis with respect to birchas hanenin. If a person says a bracha, let's say a person is eating a baked potato and he's melting some butter on it with salt. So if a person eats butter or salt, he says shakol. If a person eats potatoes, he says adama. So when he eats the potatoes with the melted butter with the salt, does he say two brochas? Bar pri adama on the potato and shakol on the butter? So we assume no. Biruch alayika potas atfela. The main thing that he's eating is really the potato. And the butter and the salt is just to give a little flavor to the potato. So whenever you have an ikar and a tofel, the Mishnah says, it's not necessary to recite a bracha on the tofel. So apparently the same could well be, that the same klal applies with respect to birchas hamitzvah. The last Mishnah in the Masechta talks about Amachlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, how many brachas does one recite in connection with the two distinct mitzvahs of Korban Pesach and Chagigas Arba'os. So the Rashbam learns Pshat, Poshe Pshat in the Mishnah is talking Leil Tezvov, Leil HaSeder, when the person is first eating the Chagigas Arba'os, and only afterwards is going to eat the Korban Pesach. So the whole purpose of the Chagigas Arba'os is that the Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSova. So the Iker really is the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. The Chagigas Arba'os is only Midi Rabbanan. It's not Min HaTorah, that's a most Tanoim are of the opinion. That was a Machlekes in the days of the Bayi Sheni. Machlekes HaTanoim, towards the end of the period Bayi Sheni, where the Chagigas Arba Osar is a Din Deraisa, Din Derabbanan. So some Tanoim are of the opinion, Chagigas Arba Osar is a Din Deraisa, and it's Decha Shabbos. If there are Pesach, as Chali is B'Shabbos, not only are you permitted and obligated to Shech the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, Shechitas HaPesach, Decha HaShabbos, even Shechitas Chagigas Arba Osar, it's all Decha Shabbos. We don't pass like that. We pass on Chagigas HaBosah as Lav Deraisa, So therefore, it's not Derech Shabbos. That's why Tosfos has a whole discussion. When Pesach is Chalias B'Motzei Shabbos, so many people had the practice that when they said the Bracha Asher Gi'alanu B'Golus Avosenu Mitzrayim, so when they said the second half of that Bracha is a Tefillah, Kein Hashem Elokeinu Kein Yagi'enu L'Moadim L'Yirgalim Acherim Habayim L'Kosenu L'Shalom Smecha Mivin Yenrech L'Sosim Avodasecha. How do you say? V'Nechol Shav Min Azvachim Min Apsochim Asher Yagi'a Damam Alkir Mizbechacha L'Ratzon. We say v'noichal sham min azvachim u'min apsochim. We should eat the chagigas haba'osar, the zvachim, is the chagigas haba'osar, so shlamim u'min apsochim. So Tosfos has a minig that if Pesach is chalias b'matzoi Shabbos, so the korban Pesach is decha Shabbos, chagigas haba'osar is not decha Shabbos. So he used to say the reverse. Instead of saying v'noichal min azvachim u'min apsochim, they would say v'noichal sham min apsochim u'min azvachim. We'll eat the korban Pesach on Leil Tezvav. Alita chagiga, there won't be a chagiga sarbosa. When our boss says chalias b'shabbos, chagiga is not decha Shabbos, only the Pesach is decha Shabbos. So alita chagiga, that's offered on Yontif. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, every man is oil regal, is mechuyif to participate in three karbonos. One is oil sriya, one is shalmi chagiga, the third one is shalmi simcha. It's a different din. So Tosfos had a minig, when our Pesach chalias b'motzei Shabbos, and only the Shechitas HaPesach is Dech HaShabbos, HaKrobos HaPesach, and HaKrobos HaChagiga is not Dech HaShabbos. So you switch around the order, and you say for next time, V'nechol Sham Min HaPsachim U'min HaSvachim. We'll eat the Korban Pesach, and we'll eat the Chagiga that won't be brought on Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. We'll eat the Chagiga that will be brought on Pesach. That's the real Chagiga that L'chol HaDeis. V'chagos Masach Chag L'Hashem, that refers to the offering of the Korban Chagiga. So Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos said that's a joke. So we're talking about next year. This year's Pesach Chol Chaliyas B'Shoy Shabbos. We say Kein Hashem Me'Kein Lo Yagiyenu LeMuyadim LeGorim Achelim Habayim LeKaseinu LeShalom. That next year we should. So you should look at the calendar. Whenever next year is going to be Erev Pesach Chaliyas B'Shabbos, then you should reverse the order. But it doesn't make sense that year that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. You're talking about next year. So next year is not necessarily going to be also Metzoy Shabbos. So Tosfos doesn't like it. Tosfos thinks that you always say the same nusach. Nechol sham min hazvachim min hapsachim. Even though it's true that chagigas habasa is not decha Shabbos, we pass on chagigas habasa is lav deraisa. It does mean that the kedushas hakorban is only mid rabbanan. You can be makdish shlomim whenever you want to. The shlomim is kodesh ben atar, but the obligation to be makriv a shlomim on erev Pesach and to eat first b'sar hashlomim, so that the korban Pesach will be nechal al asova. So that whole recommendation, that whole requirement, to eat a chagigas habasa before eating a korban Pesach, that's only midirabbanan. So these are the possibilities. So we, the manishtana, we ask questions. One person asks another person a question, and he's going to answer by telling a whole story about CPTS Mitzrayim to answer the questions. Because that's l'chatchila, the format, how to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipitz Yitzchak. Derech she'ela tshuva me'echad l'chaveiro regarding the mitzvah salat. And Manishtana lists off all the mitzvah salat. The mitzvahs deraisa and the mitzvahs derabbanu. So this man, Amigdush, used to have a prominent question would be about tzli, about the Korban Pesach. And then we ask about the matzah and maror. Maror b'zman is there's only the rabbanon. And then we ask about misubin. Misubin includes also arbekoses. Then we ask about Matbilin. Matbilin is either a reference to Charoisis, if one would pass on Charoisis mitzvah, or perhaps it's a reference taka to Karpas, why the Rambam insists that you need a kazayis of Karpas, because once they instituted it, so it's a mitzvah sachila with the Rabbon.
We say,
Anamatbilin
Shtepa Amin and Manishan.
Right.
So do any of those be did twice, or sounds like it's referring to both Karpas and
all right, okay. We are dipping twice, yeah.
So the shayla should be done by a gadol?
Not necessarily.
That's the raisa, that's the whole.
No, koi kishol chamin chamacha leimar. The child asked the question, yeah. You look in the Rambam writes, v'kara ben shoyel, the child asks whatever questions bother him. Then a bala hagada, the father is saying, the hagada asks the manishtana. He asks the questions about the mitzvah salayla, and he gives the answers. That's how it says in the Rambam. The simple reading in the Gemara is not like the Rambam. That the questions regarding the mitzvah halayla are asked by the child. Child should ask about the mitzvah halayla, yeah.
So, is it possible that also the state, do you have some differing referring both to the Korach and the Gemara? And did both of those in the Haroset? I know some of the practice did the Korach also Haroset.
Shtepam is referring to what dipping the mar and the karach into the charoises. Could be. Okay.
Or maybe it's too tight. Like, maybe we dip the karpas two times in the salt water.
We dip the karpas two times in the salt water. Why? Pardon me?
Do people do that? I don't know.
To dip twice? No. You dip once the karpas into salt water, and once you dip the mar into charoises. You say maybe it's referring to referring to the two tefillas of the maror into the charoises. Once the maror alone and once the whole karach into the charoises. Could be. Okay.
According to Tosus, how would, they say it's not done for Shabbos, how would they eat Pesach al HaSoba for the
whole point of Pesach? Okay, so you eat the rest of the meal. You have soup and you have gefilte fish, you have vegetables, you have other things.
Does Rambam say you also dip the matzah in charoises?
The Rambam writes that there are three tefillas. The Rambam says all the tefillas he dip into haroises. He says he dip the karpas into haroises, he dip the matz into haroises, he dip the mar into haroises. If one would have adopted the position haroises is la mitzvah, then you would have only dipped the mar into haroises for medical, for health reasons. But once you pass like Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadok, haroises mitzvah, so all the mitzvahs achila have to be dipped into the haroises. How come the Korban Pesach you don't dip into the charoises? The Rambam only puts, you dip the matzah, the maror, you dip the karpas, the matzah, and the maror into charoises. Apparently the Rambam thinks Korban Pesach has to be nechal by itself. Like I mentioned yesterday, most of the Rishonim have the gears of kacha yose hilo, hakar chesach matzah maror, v'echol b'yachal v'kayim ha'shanam, matzah amram yachlu. He ate all three together, Pesach, matzah, maror. The Rambam's girsa was he only ate the matzah and the maror together. He didn't eat the Pesach, matzah, and maror. He didn't eat three things together. The Achrayim pointed out that the Talmud Yerushalmi, we mentioned yesterday, I think, the Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Peah is beferish against the Rambam. Yerushalmi is a beferish that Bezban HaMikdash, they had three things were eaten together according to Hillel. Bezban HaZeh, that's only two, the matzah and the maror. So the Gemara has this drasha. The word zeh usually refers to something that you can point to, that you can see. Like zeh kelim andeyu, the Gemara says there was a gilu shchina, v'asa shivchal hayam, that the Jewish women saw gilu shchina, masherol yecheskat bambuzim b'maisa markova. The women at the time of the Rambam writes, "Rosa ishto shalachas mehem." Shivcha l'yam does mean a goyish shivcha, means a Jewish. The Jewish women used to be shvachos, so the Rambam writes it over. Rosa ishto shalach, if ishto shalachas mehem, so gilishchinim mashal eroy yecheskal ben buzi. So the word zeh always refers to something that you can see, you can point to. Zeh ma'isam noira, zeh yitno, and so on. So here also it says, "Bavazel amartel b'shoshesh matzah mal manochem lofanecha." The only time there's a mitzvah deraisa b'sipitzias mitzrayim is if you have something manochem lofanecha. So b'zman amigdash you had the korban pesach. So if you have a korban pesach, you can fulfill sipitzias mitzrayim. B'zman hazeh there's no korban pesach, and the morah b'zman hazeh is only the rabbanon. So min haTorah there's no morah. Is there matzah b'zman hazeh min haTorah or min the rabbanon? So that's a machlokes hamoraim in the last perik and arvei pesachim. One opinion is that just like Morah Bizman says, only the Rabbanon and the Matzah Bizman says, it's also only the Rabbanon. But at Torah, the Matzah and the Morah are both only eaten by Torahs, Echshere de Pischo. That's the expression the Gemara uses on Daf Ayin in Pesach, Echshere de Pischo, that enhances the fulfillment of the mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach, that you eat it in conjunction with Matzah and the Morah. So the Gemara raises the question whether Sipitzias Mitzrayim is Manazeh. Is the Raisa or the Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were both blind, and each one had a yeshiva. They didn't have haggadahs like we have today. Everybody has a haggadah. the Rosh Yeshiva would recite the Haggadah by heart, and he would be mitzi everybody with the din of Shamei Ka'ina. It's an interesting din that is called Shamei Ka'ina, even though you're supposed to tell the story to someone else, so the father of the household is telling everybody. So it's considered as if all of those who are listening are telling each other also. With the Shamei Ka'ina, it's considered as if they're telling each other. So that was how they did it l'chatchila. The Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Sheshes, and his yeshiva, Rav Yosef, and his yeshiva, that's the Gemara and Kuf Tazayin on the base, towards the bottom last 10 lines, they would recite the Haggadah to be mitzi everybody. So the Gemara raises an issue, but both of them were blind. Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were both blind. And the Gemara quoted a drasha, the word zeh refers to something that you can see. You're demonstrating something. Pick up the matzah, pick up the mora, pick up the korban pesach. So the Gemara says, if assumes potam miloyim hagodah, even if you should assume it's chayv and hagodah mid the rabbanim, how can Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, who assume him, how could they recite the hagodah by heart to be moitzi the talmidim? Talmidim are mechuyiv min haTorah. And Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef were blind, so they're only mechuyiv mid the rabbanim in Sipitzias Mitzrayim. So one is mechuyiv and the rabbanim is called Eina mechuyiv b'dover. How could it be moitzi the rabbim? That's a Mishnah in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. If the best Bal Takeh in town is a cotton before Bar Mitzvah, or an Isha, or a Nochri, so they can't blow shofar to motzi everybody. Mishnah in Bechuy Bedover, and the motzi asarabi midei chay vosom. So the Gemara is bothered with discussion. How can it be that in the yeshivas of Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, who are both blind, that the Rosh Yeshiva recited the Haggadah, they were moitzi everybody, but they're not mechuyiv b'dover. So the Gemara comes up with a whopper of an answer, whopper of a chiddush, that these Amoraim apparently think, the Gemara next out gives another suggestion, but first the Gemara says, they apparently think that matzah b'zman is ez the Rabban. So the whole Sipitzias Mitzrayim is only with the Rabban. The mitzvah of Sipitzias Mitzrayim is only the Raisa, if you have one of the mitzvahs alive there. You have to have something. So Korban Pesach we don't have Bichlal. Then Matzah is only with the Rabbanon. Morah is only with the Rabbanon. So the whole CPTS Mitzayim is only with the Rabbanon. It just so happens the Gemara says we don't Paschal like that. We Paschal that Matzah B'zman HaZeh is their Raisa. It's true that Matzah is a Hechsher de Pischa just like Morah is a Hechsher de Pischa. But unlike Morah, which according to the Rambam does not exist as an independent mitzvah, Matzah exists in Atar, is an independent mitzvah. So Matzah Bismanaza is their Isa. So there is a Babuzer. So if you have Matzah, you have a Chiv CPCS Mitzrayim in Atar. But the Gemara said, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef, who were blind and they were reciting the Haggadah to be Moitzi, they don't need him. The maximum is that they're only Mechuyim in the Rabbanan in CPCS Mitzrayim. Because Baba Zeh only applies if you're able to see. If you can't see, you can't say Zeh. So the Gemara suggested that maybe they hold that Sipitzes when Simon's Bana Zeh is only the Rabban, because Matzah is only the Rabban. So there are no mitzvahs halaylo to speak of. So the whole Sipitz Simon is in the Rabban. So as soon as Chayim is the Rabbanon, he can be Matzah Yacher Midei Chayvos. That's the Gemara's suggestion. It's a big Kiddush.
Does anyone bring up that they are Shei Rabbanon?
Tosfos raises the issue. Tosfos and Megillah, where they say that a cotton cannot read the Megillah for a gadol, even though the cotton is Higilah Chinuch, and he's Mechuyiv Midei Rabbanan, and the gadol is also Mechuyiv Midei Rabbanan. So Tosfos says, we paskin even by Higilah Chinuch, the cotton cannot read the Megillah for the gadol, because a trade Rabbanan cannot be Motzi Echad Rabbanan. So they ask, what about Rav Sheshes over here? That is blind, so they say, no, it only means by children before Bar Mitzvah, because the din of Chinuch med Rabbanon, that's a lower level Rabbanon. That it means the Chiv is on the parents, not on the child, whatever it means, but they say it doesn't apply to a Summa. A Summa is Chai med Rabbanon, that's a regular Chiv. And you don't say trade Rabbanon is lower than a Chad Rabbanon. The Rosh, the last Perek, has a famous Sofek. It's all the same derabbanon. If he would have had matzah mara lefanav, he's only a suma. So the Gemara assumes that a suma has a ptur miloy mehagoda. Bavizel amarti only if you can point to the thing, if you're able to see. Yeah, the Rosh has a famous comment. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey speaks about eating kazayis of matzah. Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes speaks about eating kazayis of maror. And it says there are five different vegetables that are acceptable for maror. And kulam is tar from zem zef. You eat a little bit, a nibble of one, a nibble of another. If you nibble a little bit of each of five different vegetables, and all the nibbles add up to a kazayis, so then the Mishnah says that you eat it. So the Mishnah is beferish that you need a kazayis of matzah, you need a kazayis of maror. So the Rosh over here on Daf Kuf, in the last parak, raises the question, is it necessary to have a kazayis of maror? Why? Because by matzah it says, by Korban Pesach it says, v'ochlas habasa balayla hazeh. So ein achil b'chus mikazayis, you have to eat a kazayis basa. V'erev tochle matzah says by matzah, so you need achil by matzah, you need a kazayis. So the Rosh says, it never says the word, the verb achila, in conjunction with maror. What it says is al matzah zimroim toch luhu. You should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with matzah and maror. But it never, so the word, the verb achila appears in the Chumash in conjunction with achilas Korban Pesach, but it never appears in conjunction with achilas maror. So that's what the Rosh raises the possibility. Maybe there's no need for a kazayis when you want to fulfill the mitzvah of maror, because in the Chumash, the word achila never appears in connection with mar. So the Rosh raised the suffix. Is it necessary to eat a kazayis of mar or not? So then the Rosh says he thinks that you do need a kazayis for haraya, that when we say the bracha, we say al achilas mar. So since al achilas mar, it's obviously you need a kazayis. So it's very strange. The Rosh was poshed from the bracha. It's a Mishnah, Daf Lamed Tes, that says that you need a kazayis. And the Mishnah says that there are different kinds of vegetables, and any one of them is acceptable for maror. Then it says v'kulam mitzar from the kazayis. If you nib a little bit from endives, and a little bit from romaine lettuce, and a little bit from the other one, a little from each one, adds up to kazayis. So it says that it's good. It says beferish that it's good. So it says that you do need a kazayis. How can the Rosh have a suffix where the maror needs a kazayis on it? Rav Soloveitchik thought this. There's a Haggadah Shel Pesach from one of the Gdolim from 200 years ago. So he writes this in his Lebichas Hashir Haggadah. Ablei Bishcharef, he's the one who wrote 25 Svarim. He wrote a Sefer on Gittin, a Sefer on Kedushin, a Sefer on Ksubas, on every Mesichta and every section of Shulchan Aruch. Get Mekusher, get Poshet. He wrote many, many, many Svarim. And he left a lot of Kisvei Yad, and he said, whoever will print the Ksav Yad, he'll be mispal for him, and the Olam HaEmes, that he should have a refu, and his relatives of his who are sick should have a refu. So one of the many Svarim that was printed was the Bichas Hashir HaGodah, by this Rablei Bishcharef. The Nesibis wrote a Sefer on Hilchas Pesach, and the Mekor Chaim, and this Rablei Bishcharef wrote comments on that. That's called Magen HaElef. The comments of Rabbi Bishchorif on the Nesivus is safer on Hilchas Pesach. So in this Haggadah, he has this pshat. Rav Soloveitchik thought the same pshat. The Rosh is suffic only was Bizman HaZeh, that Mor is only the Rabbonah. What's the nature of the mitzvah Mor? When Mor was the Reis of Bizman HaMikdash, of course he needed Kazayis. That's the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes. The Rosh didn't write the suffic on Daf Lamed Tes. He's writing on Daf Kuf in the Mesichta. He's writing on Daf Kuf Bizman HaZeh, that the maror is only the Rabbanon, the Gemara says. So what's the nature of the maror, the Rabbanon? Is it just to have a zechel and migdosh? So if it's only, that's the whole mitzvah, to have a zechel and migdosh, you'll be happy to have a zechel without a kazayis. Or should I say, no, zechel and migdosh is what motivated the Chachamim to introduce a mitzvah of maror b'zman hazeh. So b'zman migdosh, the maror deraisa was to eat a kazayis. So b'zman hazeh, the mitzvah of maror the Rabbanon would be to eat a kazayis of maror. That was the Rosh's suffix. It was only a suffix bizman hazeh. What's the nature of the din of mora bizman hazeh? The rabbanon, if it's only zecher, so there's no need for a kazayis. If it's zecher and migdash, they made a takana, you should eat mora, so then ein achil b'chusim kazayis. So the Rosh was pashed the suffix not from the text of the brocha that we use a nusach brocha al achilas mora. Shagasai has the famous kasha against the Rosh. The whole reason why the Rosh requires a kazayis is because of the Nusach HaBrocha al achilas maror. that you shouldn't be a devish garim. So why did the Chachamim compose such a nusach habracha and require us to eat a kazayis? They should have said they should have composed the bracha al mitzvahs mor. So you would have been able to get away with less than a kazayis. And the Shagzai Taka thinks like that. He thinks that the only reason why the Rosh requires a kazayis by mor is because of the nusach habracha al achilos mor. He says when you eat in koirach, there's no need to have a kazayis mor with kazayis mor. You can have less than a kazayis mor because you don't say a bracha al achilos. When you eat the koirach, you don't say a bracha, you don't say the loshen al achilos. Yeah, so the Pashtus is not like that, Shagasari. Pashtus, you can't say like that, it's wild. Pashtus says that the Rosh is helping only was, what's the nature of the mitzvah mor b'zman hazeh? If the nature of the mitzvah is just to make a zecher, if the nature of the mitzvah is just to make a zecher, then there's no need for a kazayis. So the Rosh is pushing it not from the nusach habracha, rather from the fact that there is a bracha. If the nature of the mitzvah would have only been zecher, then they wouldn't have introduced a bracha at all. You don't make a bracha when something is only zecher. That's what the Chok Yankel quotes from the Oruch, from the Rishon, from the Oruch, who lived in the days of Rashi, that we make zecher l'migdash k'hil l'kein asil v'zman shabis ha'migdash ha'yikayam. So if you're making a zecher l'migdash, how come you don't say a bracha? So he says, no, whenever you do something that's only a zecher, so there is no ma'isa mitzvah. The mitzvah is when you conjure up in your mind an image of what it was like v'zman shabis ha'migdash ha'yikayam, when you make the zecher. So that's a mitzvah without a ma'isa mitzvah. That's what the Pashto says, the Chok Yankel quotes the Aruch, that when we make zecher l'migdash k'hil, we eat the korach, so you don't say a bracha. The reason why? Because it's purely zecher l'migdash. That's probably what the Rosh meant to say. That it must be that mor b'zman hazeh is a mitzvah mor midirabbanan, not just a mitzvah to make a zecher l'migdash. If it would have been only zecher l'migdash, you would not have required a kazayis, and you would have not recited a bracha, period. There would be no bracha on a zecher. So that's a question. Getting back again, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, the Lechem Mishnah points out, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah backed out from 2 points that he wrote in the Pirush HaMishnayos. Pirush HaMishnayos, he wrote that the din is like the Chachamim, that Charoisis is not a mitzvah, and V'haraya, number two, V'haraya, that we don't recite a bracha al achilus Charoisis. If Charoisis would have been a mitzvah, we would have said a bracha. So then in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam backed out from both. He says that Charoisis is a mitzvah midrabbanan, and you still don't say a bracha. So the question is, why not? Why don't you say a bracha? So some Rishonim say, the Tur and other Rishonim say, because you have an ikar and a tofel. You're dipping the maror into the charoises. So the maror is the real mitzvah. Maror b'zman hazeh happens to be the rabban. So the real mitzvah is maror, at least it used to be the raisa b'zman shabis migdush ha'yikayim. Maror used to be advin the raisa b'zman hazeh, the whole institution of maror is only with the rabban. So since you're saying a bracha on the ikar, on the maror, so there's no need to say a bracha on the tofel, on the charoises. That's how the Tur in the group of Rishonim say. The reason why there's no, even if you hold charoises mitzvah, the reason why there's no bracha is because the rule of ikar and tofel doesn't only apply in Birchas Hanen, it applies also in Birchas HaMitzvah. How do they know that this is so? So that's the last mission in the Masechta. Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, how many brachas do you recite? The ikar really is the Korban Pesach that you bring on Yudalit. Chagigas HaBasa, we assume, is Lav Daraisa. So that's a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Is it necessary to say two separate brachas, or can you be Yotze with one bracha? So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, what's the reason for Rabbi Shmuel that he holds the Yotze with one bracha? Because you have a setup of an ikar and a tofel. The ikar really is the Korban Pesach, and the tofel is the Chagigas HaBasa, which was Nechal first, in order that the Korban Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSova. Why do you want to make a Dafka Nechal Al HaSova? The Tosfos on Daf Ayin quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that there's a special prohibition that only applies to Korban Pesach, doesn't apply to any other Korban. The Lav of Shviras Etzem, Etzem Lo Sishbur Bo. You're not allowed to break a bone. A poor man can't afford to eat meat, so once in a lifetime, once a year, he gets a steak, and he's going to chew up everything, going to chew up the whole bone and all the marrow inside the bone. He only gets it on a rare occasion, he gets to eat, and he says, he's going to chew everything up. On Pesach night, when we eat, we have to do Kederach Hashirim, like wealthy people. So wealthy people, they take a big steak, and they leave over 80%. They throw it out in the garbage. So that you're not allowed to do. But the Torah says you have to act like a rich person, that you shouldn't chew the bones. Chewing the bone, that's like a poor man, like a kaptzer. He only eats meat once a year, twice a year, so he has to get his money's worth. He's going to lick off every, he's going to chew up all of the bones and eat all the marrow from the inside of the bone. So that you're not allowed to do with the Korban Pesach. So Tosfos on Daf Ayin quotes the Yerushalmi that the reason why they instituted Chagigas HaBa'asar, that the Pesach should be eaten at the end of the meal to prevent people from Shviras Etzem. You're going to serve the Korban Pesach at the beginning of the meal. So the guy stopped. He didn't eat a whole afternoon. He hasn't eaten a meal for a long time. So he's hungry. So finally they give him a piece of meat. He's going to start chewing the bones. So he says, better first to eat the Chagigas HaBa'asar. And then after you eat the Chagigas HaBa'asar, you'll be full. You won't be so starved. You won't be so eager to eat a piece of flesh. You'll already have meat from the Chagigas HaBa'asar. Chagigas HaBa'asar, there's no problem. You're allowed to chew the bones if you want to. Shvira Setzim is mutter, that you're permitted to do. So once he already ate the Chagigas HaBa'asar and he had a whole meal, then he'll eat the Korban Pesach at the end. Ala Sova, there won't be a Chashash of Shvira Setzim in connection with the Korban Pesach. So that's what Tosfos quotes on Daf Ayin. The reason why it's Nechel Ala Sova at the end of the meal is Mishum Chashash Shvira Setzim. So here there's a machlekes hatanoim. How many brachas do you say? So Rabbi Yishmael holds, you only say one bracha. You say a bracha al achilas Pesach. You don't say a bracha al achilas chagigas HaBa'asar, because you have an ikir and a tofel. The ikir is really the Korban Pesach, and the tofel is a chagigas HaBa'asar. They instituted the mitzvah. The Korban exists on the level of the Raisa, Magdash Shlomim. It exists on the level of the Raisa, it's Kodesh. But you're not mechuyim in Torah to be makriv at punkt on Erev Pesach. So they recommended me the Rabbanon to bring Chagigas HaBa'asar in order to make the Achilas HaPesach al HaSova to prevent the Shviras Etzem story. So the real Ikim is really the Korban Pesach. And Chagigas HaBa'asar is a tofel. So that's what the Tosfos quotes in Talmud Yerushalmi Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. That's the last Tosfos in the Masechta. There's no Tosfos on Amud Beis. So the last Tosfos quotes that Yerushalmi. It's an Ikir and a tofel. So you only say bracha on the ikir, you don't say bracha.
But you don't eat them together.
Ah. So that's a problem. All the Orzarua asked that kasha. First you eat the chagiga, then you eat the Korban Pesach later. So when, let's say, you have an ikir and a tofel. Let's say you have cake with icing. So the cake is mezainis and the icing is shahakal. But you eat it all together. Say, so same mezainis. What if you want to lick off the icing first? He's taking the spoon and he's going to lick off the icing before he eats the cake. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you eat the tofel before the ikir, then you have to say a bracha on the tofel. Whatever bracha he's supposed to say, one opinion is whenever you have a tofel, the bracha is always lowered down to shahakal, and the other opinion is no. Whatever the bracha is supposed to be, you say a bracha on the tofel. So here you eat the chagigas HaBa'asar first. Korban Pesach is eaten at the end of the meal. So how do you understand the Mishnah? That the Rebbe Yishmael says you only say a bracha on the Korban Pesach, you don't say a bracha on the Chagiga, but eating Korban Pesach after. That's the Ozarua's kasha. So the Ozarua says the Mishnah is talking about an Okimta case. It's a rare case. The fellow already ate the Chagiga Sabaos and he's about to eat the Korban Pesach, and he realizes now he forgot to say a bracha when he ate the Chagiga Sabaos. The last 3 minutes he was eating Chagiga Sabaos, I forgot to say. He said, "I'm moitzi al achilas matzah, ate the matzah." Then he ate the maror, and then he starts eating the chagigas HaBa'asar, and he doesn't say shahakal; it's covered with amotzi. And he got to say asher kedushana b'mitzvos tzivano al achilas hazevach. If he got to say the bracha, he finishes eating. So if he still has a kazayis left of the chagigas HaBa'asar, say the bracha now al achilas hazevach. He finished all chagigas HaBa'asar. He's about to eat the Korban Pesach. So should he say two brachas? One bracha lachar asiyasim for the chagiga. Finished, and now new bracha for al achilas haPesach. Or should I say, no, it's an ikir and a tofel, since the whole purpose of the chagigas HaBa'asar is that the Korban Pesach sheminechal al atzova, that you shouldn't have to violate shvira setzem, shouldn't be boli day isa shvira setzem. So maybe now you're holding by saying a bracha on the Korban Pesach. Say the bracha on the Korban Pesach. You want to say a bracha on the chagigas HaBa'asar. That's how the Yozer Ruah interprets in Ukim the Pshat and the Mishnah. Hachamaskin, and the Mishnah goes, he already finished eating the Chagigas Abbas and he forgot to say a bracha on it. So B'diyevet, you can say a bracha l'acharasi yoso. This is in disagreement with the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is, the Rambam writes a few times. A Bichas HaMitzvah has to be recited always over l'asi yoso in advance. And if he didn't say it in advance, Mashanasa Kranasa, Kafan, it's too late and you lost the chance. You can't say the Birchas HaMitzvah after. Let's say a couple got married and they're still married. They didn't get divorced. And it's 5 minutes later under the chuppah. And then the rabbi realizes he told the chosen to give the ring and the rabbi forgot to say Birchas Erisin. And now they're reading the middle of reading the ksuba. Then after they finish reading the ksuba, should he say the bracha on Birchas Erisin? So the Rambam says no, Mashanasa Kranasa. So that's quoted in Yoredei, a simon Yutes. That's the simon of Babichas Hashchita. When you shecht, he's supposed to recite the bracha. Shekadishanim b'mitzvahs v'tzvanu al Hashchita. So what if there's an so what if he shecht the treifa? What if he shecht the treifa? So the Rishonim quote Shuvas Rashi that since Shchita's treifa is metayim in Deinavela, you say a bracha then also, even when you shecht the treifa. We don't pass like that. We pass in true Shchita's treifa is metayim in Deinavela. But the bracha was only niskana, the bracha ala shchita was only introduced if you're going to eat kosher food. Just because you're shechting and it's metayim dein avela, you don't say a bracha. So then in Shulchan Aruch they have this shayla, and simi yutes in Yeredeya. What if I have an animal, I'm about to shecht it, and this animal fell down a flight of stairs, and the halacha says that it's a suffolk treva, maybe it broke some of the ribs, maybe if you break the ribs, maybe it punctured a hole in the lungs, so maybe in the kuvus, what do you call the lungs? The reya, a nekev in the reya. So yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, you shouldn't say a bracha in advance because it may turn out that it'll be a treifa. And we don't follow Rashi, we don't recite a bracha. We shech the treifa, even though it's been tarn in the vela. So you should shech the animal and then check to see if he has any holes and any punctures in the lungs. And if it turns out that it's kosher, then you say the bracha lachar asiyasim. So there's a long shach over there where he points out this was a big machlekes, the Ozaruah, and the Rambam. So the Ozaruah's raya is from this Mishnah. He says the only way to read the Mishnah is that it's an ukimta pshat, that he forgot to say the bracha before eating the chagigas haba asar, and now he's about to eat the korban pesach. Should he say the bracha on the korban pesach, and that'll pater the chagigas haba asar? Because it's a tuffel, an ikar and a tuffel. But he's saying, no, it's not an ikar and a tuffel. Yeah, but it sounds like they all agree. It sounds like both, Bein the Rebbe Shmuel, Bein the Rebbe Akiva, they both agree that there is a rule. Birch al-ikar, pateres ha-tfeilo, not only applies to birchas ha-nenin, they all agree that it applies even to birchas ha-mitzvah. They just argue, can you call this an ikar and a tuffel? Whereas Rebbe Shmuel thinks that the chagigas ha-bosa with the Korban Pesach, that's an ikar and a tuffel, the ikar is the Korban Pesach, and the Chagigas HaBel Aser is the Tofel, Rabbi Kiva thinks that it's not so. So the Babli explains, what is the Nekudas HaMachloikas? So they say, there are three ways to do Zrikas Adam by Korbonas. The Dalar Avodas Adam are always Ma'akiv, Shita Kabbalah Halacha Zrikas. How do you do Zrikas? So there are three different ways. By Echatas you need Matan Etzpa. The coin has to be right-handed, he has to use this finger, Etzpa, a good let's ba'amak mitzah zeres, and he has to tovel let's boy badam, has to dip his finger in, and put it on the four corners of his bech, akol azot tfila. He dips his finger in, and he goes over here, dips his finger in, and he makes a zrika on the other corner, the other corner, the other corner. That's matan etzba. All the other karbonas do zrika. You don't do matan etzba. You hold the kli in your hand, and you throw it in the corner, and you throw it in this corner, and that corner, that's soviv, shtaim shein arba. And by korban pesach, there's a machlekes hatanoim. So Rashi quotes, towards the Rashban quotes on Kuf Chaf Aleph Mem Aleph, on the bottom of the page, that there was a Tana, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who was of the opinion that Korban Pesach is also Bezrika. You stand with the Kli Shoreis next to the Mizbech, and you throw the dam on the Mizbech. And these Tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, both disagree, because there's a pasuk that says, Vazdomam Tishpoch al Yisoid HaMizbech. The Parsha happens to be talking about Kol HaPchor. It's talking about a b'chor behemator, which you makrev al gabi hamizbeach. If the b'chor doesn't have a mum, so you makrev it al gabi hamizbeach. So it says, there's damam tishpoch, al yisayd hamizbeach, talks about shficha. So Rabbi Yosef Glili says Korban Pesach is also Zrika. But well, Rova time hold not so. Rova time hold the Korban Pesach is not Bezrika. You don't stand next to the Mizbech and throw from the Klisharis, May Rochok. You stand right next to the Mizbech on top and you pour Shvicha. So the question is, Korban Chatas is the highest level. You do Matan Etzba. And then you say Korban Pesach is Shvicha. That's a higher level than Zrikin, and the lowest level of Karbonis is when you do Zrikin, when you throw from a distance. So let's say I'll have a different kind of a Korban Shlomim, Korban Oila, and instead of doing Zrika, I'll do Shvicha. Instead of standing from a distance and throwing, I'll stand next to the Mizbech and I'll pour it. So is that a higher level that for sure is good? What do you say? Low. So the Gemara says that's the machlek is over here. Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion zvika bechal shvicha v'la shvicha bechal zvika. That if you bring other karbonis and instead of doing zvika meirachak, you'll do shvicha korb to the mizbech, that'll certainly be good. Masheni ken korb pesach hini dafke shvicha and zvika would be no good. The Rabbi Shmuel holds that's an ikar in the tofu. The Korban Pesach is the ikar. Chagigas HaBosa is a lower level of Korban. And Rabbi Kiva is out of the opinion, lo shvicha b'chlal zvicha v'lo zvicha b'chlal shvicha. That if you have the other Korbanos and you're supposed to have zvicha, me'racha can redo shvicha, it won't be kosher b'diyev. Rav Soloveitchik suggested once, maybe that's why we say the Nusach, when we say the Bracha Shegi Alanu, the Golas Avaseinu, so the Mishnah records what seems to be a machlegs Reb Tarfa and Reb Akiva, what the nusach of the bracha should be. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, he doesn't think that it's a machlegs Reb Tarfa and Reb Akiva. They lived in two different periods. Reb Akiva lived as Man Abayis, so he said the bracha shag yolana the golas habasenim mitzayin gyan alanaza lechal boy pesach matzu umarar. Period. Amen. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he brought us to this point that we're able to fulfill the three mitzvahs of Pesach Matzimor. And Rabbi Akiva was a younger contemporary of Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon tells a lot of stories in Erechim, tells a lot of stories about what he remembers from the days of the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Akiva was a younger contemporary who's leading Bnei Yisrael after he lived through the Churban and after the Churban by Sheni. So the Rambam writes, he doesn't think there's a machlekes hatanoim. The nusach of Reb Tarfon was Bizman HaMikdash. So they said, Higyon al-Azal lechaba Pesach Matzah Umara. So you say, Amen. And Rabbi Akiva left out Pesach, because he's talking after the Churban HaBayis. His Nusach was like us, lechaba Matzah Umara. And then since you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you don't have Korban Pesach. So you offer a Tefillah, Kein Hashem al-Kein Yagiyenu le-Moyadim, le-Korma Acherim, Aboyim le-Korsenu le-Shalom, Smecha Bivinyin Rech V'sasma V'nisecha, V'nechal Shem Menazvach V'menapsochim, what kind of a lotion is that? Why don't you say Hashem Yizarek mi damam? Rav Soloveitchik thought, because that's a machlekes ha-tanoim over here. And Kuf Chafalav Manalav. Rav Yisak Lili holds the Korban Pesach is bezrika. And the other tanoim hold that it's bezvichen. If you do zrika, you won't be yaitse. So the different opinions, what you're supposed to do with the Korban Pesach. Does it have to be dafke? Does it have to be dafke shvicha, or can it be zrika? Rabbi Yosef Glili holds he can do zrika. So because of a machleka, so we say Hashem yagi adamam. However the dam will reach them is bech, either bezrika or bezvicha, whatever it's supposed to be. But I'll call upon him. Taisus interprets. Taisus quotes the Yerushalmi that the reason why Rabbi Shmuel says you only say one bracha is because it's an ikar in the tof on the brichas hamitzvah, and the ikar is the korban pesach. So birch alika potas hatfeilu. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees, nothing is tofel to anything. The Chagigah Sabasa is not a tofel to the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is not a tofel to the Chagigah. That lo zvika b'chol shvicha v'lo shvicha b'chol zvika. So that's one suggestion. Why a bracha is not recited over the charoses, even if you hold charoses, is a mitzvah, because it's an ikar and a tofel. The ikar really is the maror. You're dipping the maror into charoses. A charoses is also a mitzvah. A racist is also a mitzvah, zecha l'dam, zecha l'tapur, zecha l'tit, whatever it is. So, but it's an ikar and a tofel, so since you're saying a bracha on the maror, you have to say a bracha on the charoses. Rambam writes a funny lotion. The Rambam tells you what, the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah says you have charoses, And then he says, "Amivim aso al ashulchan beleili hapsochem." And you bring it on the table on Leil Pesach. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that was so strange. If you're writing a dictionary, trying to give a definition of what charoisis is, then he said, "Amivim aso al ashulchan beleili hapsochem." But the Rambam is in Hilchas Chametz and Matzah. He's telling you how to make a seder. He tells you, you dip the mor into the charoisis. So what does he write? "Amivim aso al ashulchan beleili hapesach." So he thought that the Rambam held, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah holds charoisis is a mitzvah, but he thought, not like he wrote in the Pirush HaMishnayos, that if charoisis would have been a mitzvah, you would have recited a bracha al achilas charoisis, a mitzvah tina kazayis charoisis. No, the nature of the mitzvah is zecher, mevim os al ashulchan beleile ha-pesach, it should be al ashulchan to make a zecher. If you're not going to dip the mor into the charoisis, it didn't participate in the Seder at all, so you didn't, it's considered as if you didn't have al shulchan, but not so much that it's an ikar and a tofel. You thought a different part. You only say a bracha on a mitzvah when you're performing a maisa mitzvah. If the whole nature of the mitzvah is a zecher, zecher le tapuch, zecher le tit, zecher le dam, so just to conjure up in your mind an image about what used to be zecher le tapuch and so on, so maybe that's called a mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah. So there's no bracha on that. That was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion.
Well, we don't say anything about this
zecher. On the charoisis, we don't say anything yet. How come over there we say? That's a good question.
So many,
I don't know.
So many things to remember.
That's a good point. How come we don't say? Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah is not happy about the nekudas on zecher l'migdash kehillah. He thinks that it's a mistake, that it was never intended to be recited. He thinks that it's supposed to be in small letters. That's the instructions. That this is Eitan Zechal Migdash Kehilke, this is what Hill did. That should be in tiny letters on Rashi script. It shouldn't be printed as the text of the Haggadah that you say that. Because in the Shulchan Aruch it says, the Mechaber writes, the Mechaber quotes the Gemara. You should say a bracha on matzah and eat a kazayis. Then you say a bracha on mar, eat a kazayis. And then you make a koirach on matzah and mar together. And you shouldn't talk in between the broch al achilas matzah, al achilas maror, and the eating of the korach, because maybe the korach is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvahs of matzah and maror. So the Mishnah Berurah complains, how come we all talk? We all say zecher l'migdash kehillah. So he thinks that it's a mistake, that it was probably instructions. It was intended as instructions in Rashi script or in tiny letters, and that's supposed to be recited. L'maisa. Maisa, the Pashtus is that where did Hillel get his din from? That you need koirach, that you need bikricha. Amatzus emrom yochluhu, that pasuk says by Pesach Sheni. That's not by regular korban Pesach, that's by Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, the matzah in the morer, for sure is achsher the pistol. There is no mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. It's only a mitzvah to bring the korban Pesach. Chol chukas ha Pesach yasu osi. You bring the Pesach Sheni with all the dinim of the Pesach Rishon. So one of the many dinim is that the matzah and the maror is achsher with the pischa, so you eat it v'kricha. So that's what Hillel learns out, that you need kricha. But the Pashtus says that Hillel's din is not the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and maror. Today we only have a mitzvah, we don't have korban Pesach. How can you say that you need kricha? Because that's the correct way to do what? Koirach is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which we don't have bismanos. We don't have any Korban Pesach. So the eating of the koirach is purely zecher l'migdash. It's only zecher l'migdash. So why does Mechaber say you shouldn't talk? Mechaber writes as if the eating of the koirach is the more correct way to be yotze the matzah and the maror. So when you say, from the time you say the bracha al achilas matzah, till the time you eat the koirach, you shouldn't be mafsik, because maybe this is the more correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. Kricha is not the Hillel never intended it that that's the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. He meant it as a hachsher of the pischa. Bisman is that there is no korban pesach. There's no hachsher of the pischa. So all kricha is out of place. It doesn't make sense bichlal that you have korach. So the only reason why you have korach is purely zecher l'migdash kehillah. So on a zecher l'migdash, you don't say a bracha. That's Rav Soloveitchik. That's what the Chokyanke quotes that from the Oruch. Why don't we say a bracha on korach? So he says, you don't say a bracha on a zecher, on a mitzvah that's only a zecher. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought the pshat and the rosh was. The rosh had a sofik, whether you have to have a kazayis or maror. So that was their sofik. There's a Mishnah on Daf Lametes. It lists off the five vegetables. It says kulam mitzar from the kazayis. It says abeferish and mishnah you need a kazayis. The Gemara talks about shok. If shok between the beginning and the end of eating of the mor k'deachilas pras, then it's not mitzar. The Gemara talks beferish about eating a kazayis of mor. So what is the rush of sofik? That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought the sofik was about mor bizman hazeh. Mor bizman hamikdash. Of course you need a kazayis, even though it doesn't say the verb achila itself. Understood? They need achila. Achila vadi need a kazayis. Tuk the achilas pras. What's the shot? The sofik was bizman hazeh. Should I say that eating of maror is a mitzvah maror midirabbanan? No, no, it's only a mitzvah of zecher. Maybe it's only a zecher lemikdash. If it's zecher lemikdash, you don't say a bracha at all. Not that you say the bracha al achilas maror. That wasn't. That was the Shagas Aris Taina. Why did they compose the nusach a bracha al achilas? Should they compose the bracha al mitzvahs maror? So you wouldn't have had to eat a kazayis. Rav Soloveitchik said the answer is the Rosh HaShachar was not. The Rosh HaShachar was not from the text of the bracha. The Rosh HaShachar was from the fact that there is a bracha bechlal. If the nature of the mitzvah would have been merely a zecher, and you wouldn't need a kazayis, then there wouldn't have been a bracha. Like the Chayyank quoted from the Aruch, that there's no bracha on Kairach because it's only a zecher. Whenever you do a zecher, so no bracha is recited. Yeah?
How do you answer lulav?
That's the question. Lulav kol shiva is zecher lemikdash. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Does that mean that the essence of the mitzvah is to make a zecher lemikdash? Or because of this consideration, zecher lemikdash, this motivated the chachamim to introduce a mitzvah of lulav kol shiva, mitzvah of dalaminim kol shiva? So if you say the second way, this is what motivated the rabbis to introduce the mitzvah of dalaminim, so you're fulfilling a mitzvah of dalaminim. It's not that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of the zecher lemikdash.
If karpas is a mitzvah, why don't
we make a bracha? I don't know. Good question. Why don't you say a bracha? So it could be that the mitzvah just like mevim also al shulchan beleilei haPesach. The mitzvah that it should be there. Shnei tapshilin is also a mitzvah mid the rabbanan. The Gemara had a suffix. What is shnei tapshilin all about? So at one point the Gemara thought shnei tapshilin was an old din even mizman abayis. You need shnei tapshilin because shnei tapshilin is like an erev Pesach by Sudaham, erev Tishaba by Sudaham Avsekes, you're not permitted to have Shnei Tavshilin. And one opinion in the second Perek and Beitz is when you make an erev Tavshilin, you have to have Shnei Tavshilin. What do you mean Shnei Tavshilin? That's a Bekovedika meal, has two courses that are cooked. You don't, you have gefilte fish, and then you have chicken, or you have some soup, and then you have meat. You have two different courses of foods that were cooked. So first the Gemara thought that Shnei Tavshilin is a chashivis to the Sudas Pesach. Sudas Leil Pesach should be, the Seder, a meal, should be a chashivis Suda b'shnei tavshilim. Then the Gemara finally comes to the maskana, no. Shnei tavshilim was a takana, the rabbana that was introduced after the Churban Abayis, and it's zecher to the karbonas. So why shnei tavshilim? Echad zecher le Pesach, echad zecher le Chagiga. These used to be two karbonas. So that was one opinion the Gemara thought, since it's zecher to the Pesach, zecher to the Chagiga, so the shnei tavshilim should both be pieces of meat. You have two pieces of meat. Then the Gemara backs out and says, not necessary. Even though the Shnei Tavshilin is Zechel Pesach, Zechel Chagiga, which were both carbonas, we have a hard-boiled egg, and you can have a piece of chicken. Doesn't have to be. Then one of the Amoraim was Mahadeh to use silk of Varoiza, because his Rebbe, when the Rebbe gave the shear, so the Rebbe blurted out in the shear, you can have silk of Varoiza, you can have beets. Silk is beets. Varoiza is orez, is rice. Neither is basar. Even though Zecher LePesach, Zecher LaGegia, neither has to be basar. So because the Talmud loved the Rebbe so much, and he always would cherish everything the Rebbe said, so even though the Rebbe said a kula, it's not necessary to have two pieces of meat. You can have silk of Arosa, but hov v'nofik mipume, the Rebbe gave that as a mashal in the shir. So the Talmud every year was mahadet have silk of Arosa, to show how much he loved his Rebbe. And that's what the Balamor said, you see, for the Gemara, there's nothing wrong with eating rice. On Pesach, how come the Ashkenazim don't eat rice? Because the Gemara says, Silga Baroiza. The Gemara said, there's nothing wrong. Okay.
Couldn't we say that, instead of the Mechaber, that if there's a Mikdash Kehillel, this is the way to eat the matzah?
The Mechaber obviously thinks this is the correct way to eat matzah and maror, but the Pashtus in the Gemara is not so, because Hillel learned it out from Pesach Sheni. So the Pashtus is, this is the correct way to fulfill Hechsher with the Piskor, to enhance the kiyum on the Korban Pesach, that it should be a mitzvah, Bishlei Musa, if you eat Korban Pesach without matzah and maror. So the Mechilta says, Yoytze b'diyavid. The Rambam quotes the Mechilta, Yoytze b'diyavid. But you're not Yoytze in the mitzvah of Bishlei Musa. To fulfill the mitzvah, Vachinus Korban Pesach, Bishlei Musa, you have to eat the Pesach on matzah and marorim, in conjunction with matzah and maror. So Hillel says, in conjunction has to be Bikricha Achas. You should chew them together. But the Pashta says that that's not the more correct way to fulfill. Bizman is that we don't have any Echsher with the Pischo. So Bizman is that we have the mitzvah of Matzah Minatar and the Mora Midirabon. So the Mechaber writes as if Koirach is the more correct way, the Hillel, that's a more correct way to fulfill the mitzvahs of Matzah Mora. The Pashta says that that's not the Pshat. That's the correct way to fulfill Echsher with the Pischo. And Bizman is that an Echsher with the Pischo?
I understand why you couldn't say, like, they'd be saying that other Ksav is like in the Safek of the Rush. Because they wanted to remember when there was a Korban Pesach and what right. Was just the Hechsher with Tisva.
Right.
So then they were misaking the matzah to do it this way.
Right. So that's not really the correct way to fulfill matzah. You want to make a Zechel HaMikdash? So that you don't say a bracha? That's what the Chaykanka quotes from the Oruch. Then on Zechal Mikdash, you don't say a bracha.
Have you mentioned before about the Rambam, how you did reading from the Torah, that one of them was the matzah? Wouldn't it remove the time of the matzah?
You shake it off. You dip it in, then you shake it off. The Gemara says you have to shake off the charesis from the maror also. You shouldn't have it sit too long. Yeah, the main mitzvah we don't have, the main mitzvah is the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was an exception to the rule. Normally, there's an essay to Hashloma. All korbanos have to be offered before the Tamash al-Bein Habayim. That's supposed to be officially the last korban that's offered in the day in the Beis HaMikdosh. B'diyevet, Taisa's proofs from the Gemara. So if you bring korbanos after the Tamash al-Bein Habayim, it'll be kosher b'diyevet. I don't declare that it's like Lila. Tamash al-Bein Habayim is 2 hours before Shkia. So the b'diyevid carbon would be kosher, but l'chatchili, not allowed to bring any carbonus after the Tamash al Ben Habayim, with the exception of Korban Pesach, the mitzvah sabikach, the din is bedafke. He's supposed to dafke bring the Korban Pesach after the Tamash al Ben Habayim. That, and the Chagigas Habasa was brought before, that was brought before Tamash al Ben Habayim. So it's very strange that Mishnah, that last Mishnah, what do you mean? Birach alika poteres atofel. There is a Ruas, Kasha is a murderous Kasha. So as Ruas says, the Mishnah is he's giving an Okimta case. Hachamaskinan, he ate the Chagigas Habasa if he got to say a bracha. Now he's holding by eating the Korban Pesach. Should he say a bracha lachar asiyasam on the Chagigah and say a bracha over asiyasam on the Korban Pesach? Or should he only say one bracha on the Korban Pesach and pata the Chagigah because of Iker and Tofel? Very strange pshat. Is there a different way to read it? Is there a different way to read the Mishnah? The Rambam writes that they ate 2 kizesim of the Korban Pesach. It says in the Maharil that when you eat afikoymen, you should eat 2 kizesim of afikoymen. Zecha the Korban Pesach that they always ate 2 kizesim. So the Taz asks, whoever heard of such a thing? They never ate 2 kizesim. The Mishnah says you eat a kizesim of the Korban Pesach. He ate it, and when did he eat 2 kizesim? So he says the Sefer Maharil. It's known as Drushus Maharil. The Maharil starts this and here, Sibin, he tells it which piyutim you say, and when you say tachnam, and you don't say tachnam, which kinnis, which slichas, and so on. So the Chuvas Maharil were written by the Maharil himself. And the Sefer Drushus Maharil, when you say which piyutim and so on, which haftaris, that was written by one of the Talmud. So they say every so often the Talmud wrote something incorrectly because he was writing quickly and he wasn't thinking. So he must have written a mistake over here. And when he says he took a zesim of the afikoyim and zecha the korban pesach, he must have meant zecha the pesach and zecha the chagig. Each one you had a kazais. So the later poskim say no. Look in the Rambam. The Rambam writes beferish that the correct practice should be to eat 2 kazaisim of the korban pesach. The Rambam understood that that's what it means. Tesis quotes the Yerushalmi, you eat the korban pesach nechal asova, eat it at the end of the meal. Because we're concerned, that's the Tesis daf ayin amad aleph. As he quotes that from the Yerushalmi, a concern, Mishum Chashash Shvir HaSetzem, he's starving, he's hungry, So if you're going to give him his steak from the Korban Pesach, we're afraid he may break a bone in order to chew some of the marrow inside the bone. Maybe so eager to eat. So you don't give him any Korban Pesach till the end of the meal. That's how Tosfos learned. Nechal ala sova, you eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. How much do you eat? Kazais. The Rambam holds, you eat two kazais. The Rambam says, you eat two kazais. You eat one kazais at the beginning of the meal, one kazais at the end of the meal. So according to the Rambam, is arup the whole kasha. The whole Ur Zarua brought a raya against the Rambam from this Mishnah. He interpreted, the Rambam holds even by the Yevid, he can't say a bracha lachar asi yosem. Mashenase kvar nase. So according to the Rambam, can't give the interpretation that the Ur Zarua gave in the Mishnah. That is talking an Ukimta case. He already ate the Chagigas HaBosad, he didn't eat the Korban Pesach yet, so he wants to know, should he say bracha lachar asi yosem on that, and bracha ovid asi yosem on the next Korban Pesach, or only say one bracha lahabo, and that'll cover. According to the Rambam, there can't be pshat. You never say a bracha lachar asi yosem. So obviously going to read the Mishnah. So the Rambam writes that they ate two kizesim of the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says you shouldn't eat too much on Erev Pesach, in order that you should eat Pesach l'teyovan. So the Rishonim Abada, but you eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. So you're not eating l'teyovan. Not eating it l'teyovan, you're eating alasova at the end of the meal. So the Rambam held it, you eat one kazais at the beginning of the meal. I think that's the Rambam. One kazais at the beginning of the meal, one kazais at the end of the meal. You eat the whole meal in between. So you said the bracha ala chilas ha-pesach at the beginning of the meal. You just ate a kazais. You don't eat the whole steak. They give you a whole steak, you don't eat the whole steak. And then you eat the whole meal in between with the chagigas ha-bos, and then you eat the kazais, korban pesach again. The second kazais, bach reina, all the way at the end. So according to the Rambam, is miyusha. The Rambam, the shitas is miyusha, because the Rambam holds that you eat two kazais from the korban pesach. I think the Maram Chalva points at this Rambam. The Rambam Chalva is one of the Rishonim. He quotes things from the Ramban. He was after the Ramban. He's one of the Rishonim Amsochim that was printed 100 years ago. So he points out this Rambam. The Rambam holds that he eat two kazais from the Korban Pesach. Okay. A Chiddush.
So according to him, eating the second slice of the Pesach at the same time as the Zara?
Same time as?
The Chagiga.
No, first eat a kazais korban pesach, say a moitzi, then eat a kazais matzah, halachidus matzah, then eat kazais korban pesach, then eat the whole meal, then eat chagigas habasar, then eat the last kazais.
So how does that help? I mean, it's still different
times. He's eating the ikar before the tofel. He's not eating the tofel before the ikar. The Arzarua understood you only eat one kazais korban pesach at the very end. Eat the chagigas habasar before. So how can Rabbi Shmuel say a bracha on the korban pesach, that'll pata the chagiga? But you eat the chagiga before you eat the korban pesach. According to Rami, you eat the first kazayis of the korban pesach first. Then you eat the chagigas habasa second. Then you eat the leska of the second kazayis of the korban pesach. You eat third. According to the Rambam, is miyusha. Some achrayim want to say that the Mishnah goes in the back of the Gemara. I think Rav Shlomo of Vilna has like this. Rav Tzal of Vilna. They want to say based on the Tosefta that the Mishnah doesn't go on achilas ha-pesach and achilas ha-zevach. Like the Rashi and the Rashbam learn, but rather goes on Hakrovas HaPesach. When the Kohanim HaMakrib, the Karbonis on Erev Pesach, so they say also Ikar and Tofel. Because the more talks about Shvicha B'chlal Zrika, Zrika B'chlal Shvicha, what does it got to do with the Achila later on? So they want to say maybe the Machlekes is on Erev Pesach, when they're being Makrib, the Karbonis on the Mizbeach, and the Beis HaMikdash, do you say two different broches on Hakrovas? Every step of the way, you say a bracha. When you do shchita, when you do kabbalah, when you do halacha, when you do zrika, when you do haktara, every step there's another bracha, tosefta's like that. So that's the shaila. Does it make sense to say two sets of brachas? You say all the brachas on the chagigas habasar, and then again all the brachas on the korban pesach. You say only one set of brachas. So that's going to be a problem. What do you mean? There's going to be hours in between.
Time in between.
Big time. The Talmud is in between. The Chagig Zabas before the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. Pesach is after Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. So what do you mean? Yeah, you don't say a bracha before because you're going to rely on the bracha. You're going to say when you're going to be Zarek the Dhamma, the Pesach 2 hours later. It's very, very questionable. Very questionable. We have a Mishnah that if everybody fell asleep, Mishnah, the last line of Kuf Chof and Menalem. If Yoshnu Kulam, you have a whole Chabur of people. Rav Soloveitchik said that in Europe this used to be a very common Shaila. that elderly people, they would fall asleep. After they started after Kaiman, they would fall asleep. And then the Mishnah applies. If everybody fell asleep, then it says you're not allowed to continue eating after Kaiman. So this Bismansha Beis HaMikdash HaYikayam, this was the din if they fell asleep after they started eating the Korban Pesach. If some of them fell asleep and others are awake, then there's no problem. If Yoshnu Kulam, everybody fell asleep, then you got a problem. What exactly is the problem? Why is it a problem? Why can't you continue eating? So the Rashbam learns that it's based on the din. Ein ha'oichel oichel b'shnei mekaymus. Let's say a person bought into a Korban Pesach, he enjoys flesh. He says, I'm buying so much, I want to have 5 kazesim of the Korban Pesach. Okay, so pay for 5 kazesim of the Korban Pesach. I'm happy to give you 5 kazesim. So you can eat 5 kazesim, provided you eat b'makom echad. But if you ate 3 kazesim, then you walk away, you want to eat the other 2 kazesim somewhere else, so then the Gemara had a din before, ein ha'ochel, ochel, b'shnei mekomos. A person is not permitted, any one given person, is not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach in 2 different places. Once he ate a kazais here, he's not allowed to eat any Korban Pesach anywhere else. So that's how Rashbam learns pshat. If Yoshnu Kulam is a whole group of people and everybody fell asleep, so that's a Hesra Hadasra meeting, then they're all going to wake up and they all want to continue eating the Korban Pesach. That's like a new achila. Because they were just like Shina Makim. We have a din with the Rabbana, the Shina Makim Sarach Levarach. If a person leaving out eating bread, a person is eating, let's say, chicken or meat in this room, and then he walks out of the room and he comes back and he wants to continue eating. He walks out and then wants to continue eating in the other room. So we say, Shina Makim Sarach Levarach, you need a new bracha Rishayna. Because it's a new achila. Every achila needs a new bracha. So that perhaps the pshat is that called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. Maybe that din the Rabbanan is patterned after this din the Raisa. The Ein Ha'ochel, Ochel B'Shnei becomes to eat in 2 different places, is considered a separate achila. You're not allowed to add more than 1 achila from the Korban Pesach. If you paid for 5 kazesim, we'll give you 5 kazesim. But you have to eat all the 5 kazesim. The makom echad. If you eat 3 over here and eat 2 over there, that's called 2 achilas.
Is that the
pasuk? B'bayis echad yochel. Yeah. So it's a machlekes. By Korban Pesach.
That we learn out to regular brachas, even though it's suited here.
Right. You learn out to brachas that if you eat the beginning eating here, and then you continue to eat there. That's called 2 achilas. On Birchas Hanenin, they made a takan every time you do achila, you need another bracha. So if you make a shina mokam, I started eating here, I want to continue eating there. That's a new achila. So new achila needs a new bracha. So it could be that that's came the rise of this din. Any one given person, ein ha'ochel ochel, b'shnei mekomos, you're not allowed to eat in 2 different places. We only permit 1 achila of the Korban Pesach per customer. You can eat 5 kazesim. If you paid for it, you can eat 5 kazesim. That's all called 1 achila. But to start here and continue eating somewhere else in a different room, that's called 2 achilas. So that's how the Rashbam learns pshat, that if Yoshnu Kulam, if the whole chabura fell asleep, and they all wake up, then it's a hesach hadas, and it's a new achila. You're not permitted to have more than 1 achila on the Korban Pesach. If they fell asleep before they started eating Korban Pesach, so they didn't start eating yet. So after they wake up, then they'll eat b'makom echad. The Rambam learns a different pshat. The Rambam learns based on the Gemara, earlier in Pesachim, there is a din earlier in the Lamed, before around Daf Lamed Gimel or so. If you have a carbon, if an Adam Tommy touches the carbon, so he makes it puzzle. What if nobody was watching? There was a carbon, we sliced it, and everybody walked away, nobody was watching. And there is a possibility that an Adam Tommy came, he touched it, and he walked away. So even if you don't know what happened one way or the other, you should really shtel off the chazoka that nothing happened. Status quo, it was Torah before it's Torah now. Kanimtze, kanhoyed, is the same piece of meat and nothing happened. So that's a psul hesach hadas. Psul hesach hadas is if no one was watching and the korban may possibly have been touched by an adam tameh, so you're not allowed to eat it. That's a psul, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's how the Rambam understood this did. If everybody falls asleep, then there's a hesach hadas. So then the korban becomes psul. Not like the Rashbam says that if they're going to continue eating, since they had a Hesach Hadas meeting, it'll be considered a new achila. Ein ha'echel achel b'shnei mekaymus. This is also makom, but it's, since it was Hesach Hadas, that's called the second achila. But rather, the Rambam learns if everybody fell asleep, so Hesach Hadas, the whole korban becomes puzzle. So this says in Shulchan Aruch that this din applies bizman hazeh after you started eating the afikoman. That's because we really followed the rush. That was we raised the issue yesterday. What is the afikoman all about? So the Tosis and the Rashbam wrote on Kuf Tezayin, I think, that when we say the bracha alachilas matzah, the top of Kuf Tezayin. The top of Kuf Tezvav. Top line, the top of Kuf Tezvav. So the Tosis and the Rashbam learn, even though we say the bracha alachilas matzah in the beginning, we have in mind not to be eating now, we have a mind to eat the mitzvah matzah at the end of the meal. The ikar mitzvah matzah is the afikoman. And the Rosh disagrees, he says, no, you eat the matzah in the beginning of the meal, the afikoman. It's purely Zecha LePesach, and maybe Zecha LePesach, Zecha LeChagigah. So that's what we really assume in Shulchan Aruch, that the Afikoman is Zecha LePesach. So if Yoshno, if everybody fell asleep in the middle, so then this din sets in. Either we treat the Afikoman as if it were a carbon, and you can't eat it in two Mekoymas, and according to the Rambam, it should be Nifsal, the Esar Hadas. So you apply all these dinim. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll leave that tomorrow. Tomorrow is what kind of schedule? Thursday schedule.
10:45.
Okay. Yeah. They have to wash. That's right. Knock on.
Does anyone want to discuss the Haggadah?
A little bit.
They gave us these that they're trying.